My guest at this time is Scott McEwen, who is the author of numerous books. His most recent is Target America. It's the latest in the Sniper Elite series. He is perhaps best known for being the co-author of American Sniper, along with famed U.S. military sniper Chris Kyle, who sadly passed away after being killed by a veteran who he was helping get through post-traumatic stress at a shooting range down in Texas. That story, American Sniper, is currently being turned into a movie. We want to talk to Scott about that as well, in addition to the new book. And Scott, it's great to have you with us. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
So where do we stand in the production of the movie? How did Hollywood decide they wanted to get involved in this project, and when will we see it?
Well, the movie is pretty much a wrap. We've finished the filming, and they're cutting, as you would expect now. There's some talk that they may want to try and get this out by the end of this year, possibly December, which is going to be pretty quick. But Clint Eastwood is known for being on time and on budget, and he's proved himself once again with this production.
And Bradley Cooper is starring as Chris Kyle in the movie. What do you think it is about Chris Kyle, his story, the book, the tragic end to his life, that resonates so much with the American public?
I think what it is that Chris was a patriot, and he was a down-home type of guy. I mean, he's a great guy, one of my favorite people to go out and have a beer with. Just an interesting kind of guy that just happened to be very, very good at what he did and ended up distinguishing himself in battle amongst, you know, some really heroic guys and SEAL teams. And, I mean, some of it's right place, right time, I guess, to the extent the story came out at the right time and, you know, with the death of bin Laden and things of that nature. But really, at the end of the day, Chris was an American patriot. He was a hero and someone that people could identify with no matter what walk of society you were from.
Did his story inspire the rest of your books about snipers or vice versa?
No, he's definitely an inspiration for me. I have no stories directly from Chris Kyle's Black Op experiences in the books per se, but I'll tell you this right now, there's a lot of operations that have taken place in other parts of the world with snipers such as himself and others that were inspiration for Sniper Elite and Target America.
One of the things that got the most attention in the American Sniper book was the account that Chris told about his encounter with Jesse Ventura. I believe it was at a bar. They got into a fight over something, and Chris essentially cold-cocked Jesse Ventura, and Ventura didn't like that account, says it was made up, essentially suing Chris Kyle for libel, I guess, since it was in print. When Kyle died, Ventura decided not to drop the suit and is now suing Kyle's widow, which I know is striking a lot of Americans as particularly odious. What's the latest on the legal side of that?
The latest, from my knowledge, is that the trial is set for the first week of July. Unfortunately, Jesse has seen fit to proceed with this, notwithstanding my discussions with him and imploring him to the contrary. He is convinced that the events didn't take place as reported, whereas we had multiple SEAL team people that have told the similar events to what was in the book. And by the way, I want to say, in that book, Jesse Ventura's story ended up being 3 pages out of a 400-page book, and his name was not even mentioned in the book.
Wow. So he's just assumed that they were talking about him? So how is that libel if his name's not even in it? You're an attorney. How does that come together?
Well, it comes together because Chris was called up during an interview in New York and someone asked him who the reference to a individual in the book was. And Chris then, you know, stated, yes, it was to Jesse Ventura. There was a decision made early on that Jesse had been involved in multiple litigation matters in the past and it might be best just to leave his name out of anything. And unfortunately, Chris had a telephone call that kind of let that cat out of the bag from his perspective.
What was your reaction when he decided to move forward after Chris had passed away?
It's disappointment. I mean, I don't know. At the end of the day, suing Taya and the kids and the estate seems to make very little sense to me. But Jesse's going to do whatever Jesse's going to do. I have my opinion of it, and obviously my opinion of it is pretty low. This is a decision he made. I have attempted to get him talked out of that and say that this is not the right one, either for himself or for Tay and the kids or for the military community in general. But I think Jesse kind of listens to his own drummer.
I think that's been pretty evident over the years, certainly politically or otherwise. Let's talk about Target America now. This is a story, again, in the Sniper Elite series. The basic premise is that terrorists are able to smuggle a nuclear weapon across the U.S. border with Mexico. The hero of your series is Gil Shannon and his Elite Special Ops team of Navy SEALs. What specifically inspired this narrative, this particular plot line?
Well, there was a few different things that inspired it, and not the least of which that we were concerned that there were terrorists being let out of Gitmo even back then, which has come to light pretty heavily in the last few days, given the administration's most recent releases. But they've been doing this for some time. We were always concerned that this could end up, quote, blowing up in all of our faces, and that's really what Target America is about. When you let these guys go, if you think that they're rehabilitated, then you live in a dream world in Washington. They're not rehabilitated, and I expect that the ones we just let out are going to come back and show us that once again. Target America is about preparing this country for that eventuality, and it's you know, just strange, but fact is always stranger than fiction, that it was based on terrorists being released from Gitmo.
Obviously, the specific plot line is fictional, but as you mentioned, there's a real world backdrop for it. How do you strike that balance between trying to put together obviously an entertaining novel with one that also tries to make either a policy or perhaps even a political point?
I know a lot of guys that are out there that are hunting bad guys as we speak, some of which we saw recently in the news in Benghazi when we lost Ty Woods and Glenn Doherty, who were working for an OGA, is what they refer to, an other governmental agency. Ty and Glenn were both patriots of this country that we lost. They weren't doing the exact role that they did when they saved, you know, upwards of 30 people in that temporary mission facility and the CIA facility when they threw down and went to battle with the bad guys, hundreds of bad guys. But that's what these guys do, and I know a lot of guys that do that kind of work, and that's what I've incorporated into Target America is real-life stuff that goes on, real-life bad guys that get hunted, and the operations and the methods that are used to hunt these bad guys. I think it's important that people know that there is another world out there and that it's a shadowy world, but it's one where there's heroes made every day and there's guys out there putting their lives on the line for us.
Well, again, the title is Target America. It's the latest in the Sniper Elite series. Scott McEwen is also the author of American Sniper, which could be out as early as later this year in cinematic form. And he's also the co-author of Eyes on Target. So he's been a busy guy, and we're very appreciative that you've been here for the last several minutes. Scott, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me on. If your listenership liked American Sniper and Sniper Elite, they're going to love Target America.
Again, Scott McEwen. The book is Target America, part of the Sniper Elite series, also the author of American Sniper and Eyes on Target. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.